If you have your Bibles, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, out of the 6th chapter, I will read verses 9 through 11, and St. John 14, verses 13 and 14 that you've already heard in your hearing. St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 9. Very familiar passage of Scripture. The Bible reads, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Supporting scripture, John 14 and 13. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." On the basis of those verses on this great Father's Day, I'd like to use a thought or a subject in the form of a question. And the question is, when's the last time you talked to your Father? When's the last time you talked to your Father? We are thankful to God for the spirit of love and the spirit that our women of Faust Chapel have come together and got on one accord to show all of us, all of the fathers today, that they love us and they appreciate us. And for that, women, we say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are ever so thankful to God for his presence with us, because that's one of the main reasons we come to church, to be in fellowship one with another, and to know that whenever we get here, God is already going to be here. I hope and pray that we do have a mind and we do understand that God is at your house. So you don't have to come to the church house to be in the presence of God. He is at your house. Now, you might not talk to him at your house like you talk to him in this house. But he is at your house. He's there when you are at your worst. Hallelujah. And don't nobody know like you what the Lord is seeing you through. Sometimes you have a smile on your face and your neighbor might think everything's all right, and you know you're going through some things on the inside, but you learn how to go down on your knees and start talking to the Lord all about it, and God reassured you that it's going to be all right. All you got to do is just hang in there. Just keep on holding on, and I'll make everything work out all right. Any believers in the house know that all you got to do is just wait on God, and God has a way of just stepping right on in. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the kind of God we serve here this morning. He's an able God, and he's a ready God, ready to do what we need him to do. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God? Wake you up in the morning. Feed you when you get hungry. Gave you a brain that you could think and know that there's some things going on that I need to get a little bit closer. That God that I'm talking about, it's only by his grace and mercy that we've been allowed another opportunity to come together and on this blessed Lord's Day and to praise him and to give him thanks. And we just give him thanks for all of our fathers this morning. We celebrate Father's Day of 2011 because we know that this is the day. After today, there'll be another time, prayerfully in another year, that we'll celebrate what we call Father's Day. And I truly believe and thank God for every father figure that's in our midst. because we have some men that may not be biological fathers, but they are father figures. Because they reached out to some young boy or some young girl and they took a place where the absent father was not there. And they've taken that place in doing the things that a father ought to do. So we want to thank God for them. And I think right now would be just a good time for every woman, every child to get up on their feet. Every woman, every child. Every woman, every child. Every woman, every child. Get up and tell God, thank you for the fathers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's good. It's good to feel appreciated. Celebration of Father's Day started early in the 20th century, where people began to pay tribute to fatherhood and male parenting. And on that particular day, they give gifts and they have special dinners and they have family-oriented activities so that the family could get involved and you could see the whole family together. It's good for the whole family to get together every now and again and have your father and your mother there if you're able. And we just thank God for all of the fathers today. And we thank God for the celebrations for our fathers on today. Because on today is the time when we just pause to say thank you. Today is the day where we honor our fathers. Today is the day where most importantly, we say, Father, I love you. You know, we find it easy to say, I love you to mama, but we ought to learn how to say, I love you to daddy, because if it wasn't for daddy, mama wouldn't have had you. We've got to have the understanding that it took two to get you here, but it took God to be in the midst to allow it to happen. Observations began as early as 1910, and in 1972, President Nixon declared it a legal holiday in the United States of America. It's a known fact that many of us know what it is to be counted amongst the fatherless, whether it's by death or just mere absence. We have a lot of absentee fathers today. Some are by death. Some are by choice. We have a lot of fathers that could care less whether their child eat, have anything to put on his or her back, got transportation from A to B, whether they go to school, get an education, or anything, because they don't have the responsibility of taking care of them because they went on their way. And we also have some mothers that have had to do double fold, they mama and daddy, but we use that terminology, but you can't be nobody's daddy. If you a woman, you a woman. You they mama. You can't tell them what a man can tell them. You might know some things, and you can't use the examples of the men you've been with to talk to your children. Because the men you've been with might not be a father figure. They might not be the kind of man that you want to tell your child all about. So you got to be very careful who you hang with. You got to be very careful who you leave your children with. Everybody that say, I take good care of your child, not going to take good care of your child. It's Father's Day. We have a visitor to come and tell us what we already know. Men have become slack in the church. Fathers have become slack in the community. But somebody got to stand up. Somebody got to step up to the plate. And that's why we have all of these many different things trying to motivate men, trying to get them to get back in line with what God would have us to do. Those of us that got so many problems with so many women doing so much in the church, get up and do something yourself. Then there won't be a place for them to do it. It's just that simple. God intended for man to have dominion. You want to be bold enough to say, I'm the man of my house. Act like you're the man of your house. I remember my mama used to say, you got to pay it. It costs to be the boss. That's how she said it. You're going to boast some things. You ought to have some things in your hip. When we think of the question, when's the last time you talked to your father? If you were to ask me that this morning, when was the last time I talked to my father? If you are referring to my biological or my earthly father, the most honest and direct answer I would be able to give you is, I don't know. My father, my daddy, if you will, Willie Hurst, was born March the 30th, 1936, to the late Wade and Lily Marie Hurst. That's how he got here. He departed his life on June the 30th, 1998. But 2 years prior to him dying, he had a massive stroke, and he suffered, and he actually never really got back out of the bed. There were times that I visited my father during his illness, and at the latter part of his illness, he didn't speak. So again, I cannot say honestly when's the last time I talked to my father. But early this morning, I had a little talk with my father, who was father to my father, and father to his father, and so on and so on. And I want to know this morning, and my concern is not the last conversation you had with your earthly father, but when's the last time you talked to Jesus? I remember a song that Reverend Harvey Lanier used to sing, "Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles." He said, when you talk to him, he'll hear you, I'm gonna cry. Anybody had a talk with Jesus this morning? King Solomon said that there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. God himself established the patterns of life in all of our labors, and we should enjoy every round of life that we have. We find in the book of Ecclesiastes 3:7 that there's a time to reign and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. This verse speaks of rending in the light of grieving. Sometimes when we grieve to the point and we are so hurt and we get so bent out of shape to where we are actually speechless. And that grieving process then have us in a place where we can't say a mumbling word until it all of the grief has subsided. And that's when it's time to speak. When we began to talk to God, one might say, how in the world can I talk to my father if my father is already dead and gone? Well, I come to tell you this morning, you got to understand that our focus is on God the Father. Our conversation this morning is dealing with your talk with God the Father. See, you need to take a little time. If your daddy is still alive, you need to take time to talk to him. And sometime before you talk to your daddy, you need to talk to the father so that you know how to talk to your daddy. Because some folk don't know how to talk to their father. There's only one way for us to be able to talk to our father, and that is by prayer. The Bible declared that men should always pray. Pray without ceasing. When you think about where you are in life and the condition of the world, you ought to think about talking to your father. Somebody ought to have a mind to call on their Father every day of their life. The only way you're going to be able to talk to the Father is by the word of prayer. Now, Jesus realized that all men needed to talk to the Father. And so he began to teach them. The Bible says, and when thou prayest, thou should not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou prayest, the Bible says, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You see, there are some things you need to talk to the Father about that's not anybody else's business. There's something that you need to sort of steal away every now and again, and just you and God need to just get all by yourself. You ever had a time when you wanted to talk to your Father and you didn't want nobody to hear you, so you got to learn how to steal away? Not that you're ashamed, not that you're mad about anything, but just the fact that I want some privacy when I'm talking to my daddy. Anybody ever get that mindset where children going in the room, now I got to talk to my God? There comes a time when you get ready to talk to the Father, you need to cut television off. You don't need no music to talk to God. Cut the radio off. Just sit there and be still and be quiet. Meditate a little bit before you start talking to Him. Then you'll stop worrying, my Father, with some unnecessary mess. When we talk to our Father, the Bible tells us not to be like a hypocrite to just stand out just so somebody can see what we're doing. You know how some of us, we like to think we all that. We're holding in everybody else because we know how to put a few words together. But I come to tell you, I don't care how many times you go to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you better talk to just the Father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob already dead and gone, and they done did they talk. You're going to talk to God, just go ahead and give right to the chase. Trying to make it all fancy so somebody can think you close to God. Sounding close to Him don't make you close to Him. The Bible says when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think they should be heard for their much speaking. Some of us talk too much anyhow. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth. Anybody see that in verse 8? He knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask Him. So now when they tell you, you're not telling God nothing that He don't already know. I got a big mouth because it's the preacher in me. But I found out that you don't have to holler to talk to God. Even if you can't say a word, somebody said it, you can just wave your hand. And there was a time I thought that was cute. I didn't know what it meant. Look good for everybody to say if I couldn't say a word and everybody in the church just started waving. And you wave out of habit. You wave because that's what you expect to happen. But I wonder in your wave, do you know what you're waving? Are you feeling anything in your wave? Are you saying anything in your wave? See, your wave ought to be saying something. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, pick me up out of this position. Oh, Lord, I want you to change some things. Oh, God. You better come on and go with me. Because I feel like going on in about now. I found out that when I talk to my Father said, there's a way that you got to talk to me. First of all, you got to say, oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, I got to give my Father reverence. I got to give him honor. I got to give him glory. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, I got to ask the Father to let us walk down here like they're walking up there. Bond us down here like they're acting up there. I'm not going to wait till I get to glory, but I'm going to shout down here. Give us this day our daily bread. See, I got to talk to my Father about my everyday needs. And my Father that sits high and he looks down low, he will do just what I need him to do. God is right there by our side. All we need is just a little more time to do what God said do. The Bible said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and amen. In other words, Jesus said, I got all power, not only in the heavens, but I got all power on the earth. And I want to let your men know, I want to let the women know that somebody needs to be talking to their Father. I want to know when's the last time you talk to your Father. If you talk to your Father, all you got to do is open up your mouth. And I heard that if I talk to my Father, the Lord will do what I need him to do. I found out in the Word of God that if I want anything, give me a little more volume, Missy. If I want anything, all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. For Jesus said, whatsoever I ask in the name of Jesus, if I ask it right now in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. I find in the Word of God, if I ask anything in your name, Jesus said, I will do it. I thank God that I learned a long time ago how to talk to my Father, go down on bended knee. I thank God that I got a Father that sits high and looks down low. I got a Father that'll never die. I got a Father that is always by my side. I got a Father. I got a Father, and my Father cares. My Father is not dead. He is alive. He's alive forevermore. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Now, when you start talking to your Father, don't feel like you got to be prim and proper. Just talk to him. If you just got to say, Lord, I ain't got nothing, and I need it right now, God will give you what you need. Don't get all cute. Hallelujah. And I found out that sometime when it's time to pray, you ain't got time getting all down here. I tell you, those things they taught us when we were little, that's all right. It didn't take very long for my kneecaps not be able to stand to be down there that long. So I'm glad I found out that I don't have to be on my knees to humble myself to God and still talk to him. You see, you can reverence him even on your feet, because the humbleness comes from within your mind and within your heart, that you know that God is the one with all authority. He is the one that is in full control of our lives. When I think of the goodness of my Jesus and all that he has done for me, I thank God for my Father this morning. I thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's been 12 years or more since my earthly father died. And Jesus, God the Father, he kept his promise, because he said, I'll be a father for you. And he's been my father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that he allowed me to live long enough. He allowed my earthly father to live long enough that he could do like you, my brother. He could get up with that testimony of where he'd been and where God had brought him to before he died. I thank God that he found the Lord before he died. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes when we're young, we don't understand our parents. But as we get older, understanding becomes plain, because we too become parents. And then we know that love that you have for a child that just sort of takes you out of self to where anything and everything that you can do for your child, you're going to be there for that child. And then, hallelujah, Jesus, I still just want to thank my God for those times when daddy wasn't there, that somebody was there. You hear me talk about my uncles all the time. Those times when my daddy wouldn't act right, my uncles was acting right because they were my daddy. God will give you a father figure. When I came to this household of faith, there were men in this church house that came to be my daddy. And I appreciate them. I love them just like they were my biological fathers. Because of the love and because of the Jesus that I can see in them. Because I see them taking care of their own children. And if you take care of your own children, then you got enough love that you can love somebody else's. What a great man that is. To all of our men that fall in that category, may the Lord God continue to bless you with more and more abundant blessings. I want God to do so much for you that you will be just like the word say, you won't even have room to store all of your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. If you are father today, don't take it lightly. If you are an individual that has stood up and the natural biological father is gone, but you are the one that's there, keep your head up. Pray to the Lord thy God for leadership and direction. When's the last time you talked to your father? You can't lead your household unless you talk to your father. Don't let too many days pass by without consulting the Father.